I gotta adjust equalizer. Okay, EQ. Loud music. It's wider today. That's a loud one. Voice meter sucks loud. I don't know. I guess it's okay. I'll just keep going. Because the music is wide, I'm in the center. So it's okay. It's like a background music. Anyway, welcome to Studio to Rock Live. It's Friday. Yeah. Yeah. Friday. Boring. I spent yesterday on Hound Again channel on YouTube and watched all that. Remember the wedding, that wedding part. Well, you know, my best friend passed away, Mr. Sean Kilkenny. Went to Ken's wedding party and told me about the crystal bottle. Like, really? It's crystal bottle. It's like, oh dude, you don't know. It's like, I don't know, it's a couple hundred grand per bottle or something. I can't remember. It's like, dude, I had one all to myself. Like, whoa. Show me the pictures. Be like, yeah. It's like, damn. And drank all that. Oh, count. It was a big party by the DC Shoes. DC Shoes. It's their clubhouse, basically. It's like the Hoonigan Club. You know, it's close to that. Hoonigan Clubhouse is not a clubhouse. It's their garage. They build the stuff. So, but the clubhouse in Utah for DC Shoes, I don't know if they design work, but everybody was there. Travis, I'm like, do I remember Travis? Like, for some reason, I remember Travis. Like, I met him years ago when they were kids, like, when we were kids. Because we're pretty much the same age. By now, maybe he's younger. I don't know. Anyway, so I went to sign a petition for 43.org. So remember, it's Ken Block Day. Doesn't matter. It's just the 43 should be passed off because it is such a weird combination of numbers that just keeps showing up everywhere. Not today, though. But when I ever hang out with those guys, or any one of my friends got the 43 thing, it just pops up all over the place. Like, everybody just scream 43. Like, oh no. It's like, what do we all know? I was like, oh yes. For me, it's all no. It's like, oh, well, here we go. Here we go again. Here we go with that thing. But it should be passed on. It's a lucky number. But they they are retiring. They retired the 43. I just somehow went to Deezing about this. Kengo Kuma Nestle Stagger House Complex Japanese House. Well, this is kind of cool, I guess. If you don't mind somebody living on top of it, you. It's a house. I mean, they're more, people in Japan are more respectable, so they probably do crazy. But, sure, this is opulent. It's probably expensive, especially in Japan. But if this is almost like Sao Paulo. Or Capri. Or like some parts of Greece, Italy. When they build houses like that, you can just walk on top of somebody else's roof, get to the street. I don't know. I think it's okay. If you're very neighborly, it's a nice spot. But, I mean, the inside is opulent. Just like, whoa. Lots of space. You're gonna be rich. To live in one of those. Yeah. Yeah. Ah. Queen's Park. Oh, those houses. The brick house. Queen's Park. This is a place I could. This is UK. I thought it was Queens, New York. It's not it. You can tell by the architecture. Yeah. Am I going to talk about architecture today? I don't know. I'm not prepared. I woke up late watching Ken. Then I was like, oh, let me go Osato Kosa. Drive around. I drove the one car that nobody wants because they can't drive it. They don't know how to do. It's the Time Attack Supra. They don't know how to do Time Attack Supra. You got that thing is wicked understeer and oversteer. But you learn how to do it. You learn how to sort of drift into the turn. Slightly. You can kinda drift into it. If it's done correctly. If you don't, you hit a wall. So I just drove that a few times. And it's like, alright, I quit. Then somebody else did it. And just do a little really hitting walls. Like, dude, guys, slow down. This is not GTA 5 where you can just make those crazy turns. They simulate real things. Real tarmacs. Real slippery stuff. Okay. Enough with Deezing. I'm not doing Deezing. I'm going through the website today. It's all of them. Why not? Right? Because it's boring. Let me see. Cyberpunk with 2077 with an NVIDIA ORT Overdrive mod path tracing could be 34% GPU 1010. Well, what's the difference between this setting video? I haven't played that game for a while. Because it's just repetitious and it gets boring. I mean, it's cool for you just walk around and be like, whoa. And that's it. Now it's just like, I'm gonna do this and you're gonna shoot me. NCP would shoot me, I'll try to shoot back. It just boring. Maybe it's me, because I like racing. I never get bored driving the simulator. The simulate. No, she left. Like, never gets bored. No, she left. Never. It's just fun. It's like driving a rally, you know, except you're on the road. If you choose so, you can get on the grass if you want. You lose your points, but sometimes it's fun. You have a four-wheel drive, you can get on it and be like, and spin yourself out. Of course, you cannot do that in a real track. You get kicked out. We have to pay. Even had a wall. I think it's like a couple thousand euros. If damaged the wall, they gotta replace it. Not because the wall, they say you gotta stop everybody. Nobody can drive. That costs a lot of money. You know, even the people who test this stuff. Usually, I don't think so. Wait a sec. Testing is totally different time compared to public drive. So they're gonna do. Elon's gonna send this Starship flight into flight. It's like, wow. Holy cow, so they are going. We're going to Mars. And the rest of you get to stay on Earth and just fight it out. Maybe that's what it is. Well, the music's going crazy. Okay, yeah, my thing is, there people, some people want to escape. They know they can't go anywhere on Earth, so like, let's go to one planet. Come get me, right? Maybe that's why they're building all those things on Mars. So we're just gonna get these rich people out of this planet, so they don't get mobbed. Maybe their house get mobbed. Then it's like, I don't care. I'm leaving that life behind. Dun-dun-dun. 24 gig, 48 kit RAM. T-Force, I have a T-Force too. On one of the machines. For memory and the M.2. Actually, both machines have T-Force M.2. But one of them has a memory from T-Force. I think it's this machine. The other one has the older, my older, I forgot. Vengeance. I'm looking at WCCF Tech. I keep forgetting. I went to the video because this video gets uploaded, so I can sit here and talk, and people are like, "What are you watching?" I'm on WCCF Tech, just going through the titles and stuff. See what they got. Nothing. There's nothing. Final Fantasy. Everybody said you should get it. It's like, why? Why do I need it? Why do I need it? I don't need it. What do I need that for? It's just it's nothing. I did see like a few videos, people complaining that, like, there's so many chips, and it's very confusing from the CPU makers. It's like, what do I need this for? What do I need that for? Like, I have this feeling it's like Sony. the old days with the Walkman. I thought about that like yesterday. It was like Sony Walk when it first came out. It was just tape player, right? A small format tape player. So yeah, right. Then they came out with us. Oh, now we got a new one. You spend $5 more and get the, or spend $10 more and get the AM FM radio. It's like, oh, okay. There's that one. So then it was like, oh, we made a different size or something. Then made ones more elegant. Then the one was waterproof. Then later on, so, oh, we put a mega boost, mega bass or something, boost bass with a little switch, just a little circuit. So we're going to charge you like $50 for it. $50 more. And they just keep making all different ones. And it's like filling the skew. Like, whoa. But then there's that one popular one everybody got. I think that's what they're aiming for. So they build the other ones to entice you to buy it, the one that everybody got. Because everybody wants it. Then they mass produce that one. Boom, boom. Marketing strategy. They did that with the digital Walkman thing. They did it with the phones. This man, they had so many different phones. This, well, I had a whole bunch. I had the one that had a camera on the back. I had the one that, well, I still have it. There's a keyboard that slides out. I broke the original one, so I bought another one. It's like, I love that keyboard thing. It's like you can text anybody. That's back when I sent out instant message to friends. Now everybody's got an iPhone or an Android phone and do Instagram. Just like, do Instagram, it's fine. Yeah, I don't need to talk, just show the picture. I don't need to text, write a text that explains the picture. It's like, here it is. So that's that. But I'm not as engaged as I am in the old days. It's not the same. I don't know, maybe trying to escape from it. Let me see. JFK American Optical Saratoga sunglasses. But it looks like a Ray-Ban. I'm on crate. I'm just looking. So, where? 205? No, thanks. But there's a cool thing. Somebody took an old Porsche 917. I don't know who did. Was a Porsche? Did it? Or somebody else did? They're selling it. It's the Porsche that Steve McQueen, similar to Steve McQueen, okay? It's a replicate. So they have a Le Mans track, slot car track. I'm like, wow, like, holy cow, this is nice. So some they're selling it. Looks like. So I'm bringing a trailer. But this is cool. Like people who love slot cars. You've had the money. And I was like, yeah. But like, I got nothing. No thanks. But it's just cool. Like you have a space. You have an office, you know, something. So, yeah, you can pull in here. It's a lot of pictures. Wow. Cool. There's a lot of details, too. Works, wonder. wonder if I have, if it have all the cars that raced. I think they have. I think the whole thing has a... Wow. Damn. The Porsche. The other Porsche. Ferraris, Porsche, Ford. I don't see any Corvettes. They got a new Pininfarina. I mean, what was that? What's the other one? What's the other company? No. I gotta open my Assetto Corsa thing so I know, I remember the name. It's P1 by McLaren, sorry. That's it. McLaren, take out it. It's cool though, so anyway, it doesn't matter. You can put any slot cars in it. Just fun. Lego has a 2023 Speed Champion set. New, $25 each. Ferrari A12. Wow. Nice. And they got the Porsche P1 LM or P1 Pagani Utopia. I mean, I guess, I don't know how big these things are. Can buy some and put on the wall. Maybe, I don't know. I'm still trying to find the Lewis Hamilton one, the box thing I found, because I think they put a wrong price on it. That's why when skins it doesn't, it's not available. Like, dude, price was $6. Oh my god. And look online, it was like, oh no, it's like 50 something. Oh, gee. Almost got away. Almost got away. Damn it. Why did they put it out there? I wonder if somebody took a video of it. It was just standing like in the corner, like laughing, get that giddy. So somebody's gonna go, it's like a movie. They post on, like, see what a jerk this person is. This is our current condition with social media. Everybody's being set up, then they just point out shortcomings on everybody else on the videos. See what a jerk. And then give a finger, and they actually film their own finger and thing. Then sometimes the other person turns like, hey, what you doing? Then the fight starts, and everybody, then everybody's, instead of helping, they take their phone out and take videos of the whole thing. Now, of course, like one or two will be like, oh, call the cops. The rest of you, it's like, oh, right? They would do that. They got it. It's like, we just, is it? No, I'm thinking, is your life that's so boring? You have to do this? Is the world is that boring? Want to do something? Want to go do something cool? Like, I don't know. Have a skateboard? Learn how to skateboard. Ride a bike? Go ride a bike. Learn how to ride a bike. If you're rich enough, you're like, shit. Jeez. Man, learn how to fly. Learn how to sail. You got a sailboat. You got enough money for a sailboat. Go buy the sailboat and learn. or just go learn first, then buy a sailboat, which is better. Get a hobby. Get a my web browser is just landing on this thing, synthesizer. Learn how to play a keyboard. Learn how to play music. Instrument. Learn how to photograph. Instead of just roaming around one corner to another corner at a shopping spot. Like, you're gonna find life by the chips and the soda and the frozen department. Like, no, oh man. Life's out there. Do it. Go do it. Stop roaming. And nothing else to do. You can find something. You can make more money. Then you can, like, yeah. I don't need to go to a store. I just hire someone to do it. Pay somebody to do it. I'm gonna hang out on the beach. Okay, so my landing page is Osmos synthesizer, who makes like $1,800. Why? Was so cool, or why is it like that? Why is it so expensive? It was 17 or something. I guess it's, I don't know. It's got some weird functional things. I guess, yeah, some weird mechanics. But $1,700, I'll be like, I get a Moog. Moog. It's a Moog or a Moog. 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 Music. It's money. $1,700 on the synth. I was saying, get a Moog synthesizers. I want to get this Clarifox Sentinel. But I have been eyeing on that thing. Should I get one? What am I going to do with it? So you know what? You can learn how to play this thing. It's fun. It would take a little while. There's different sounds. The sound. Yes. Yeah, no, it's not. There's when you scroll, it goes sideways, and there's one part of it that says sample. That's a sample of sound. It just, it's probably cool to have. Find a dealer. All right, music comes back. Yeah, I don't know what the price is. It's close to 1800, but Clarifox. Let me see. I can go to a musician's friend or guitar center. Guitar center. See what they got. Yeah. So they got it. No, they don't. I'll bet you Amazon. Yeah, Amazon. Oh, so it's $2,000. Yeah, it's close. I mean, synthesizer is fine. I mean, if that's what you like to do, but even get the other one. Either Wave Third Mini from Moog, that's $700. But it's $2,000. I won't mind having $2,000. Just let me play with this thing. No, if I'm serious. But I would get the cheap stuff first. It's just cool. Like, you get this cool thing. It's cool. So that's the other one. The one next to it's the Clara Fox. Clara Fox is more sophisticated. Yes. Has different tone of sound. I think. As a quantize, like, whoa. Like, holy cow. That's delay and filter, so it will change the sound. But you can plug all these things, both of them, either one, they have a MIDI out. So you can plug, I think, or maybe they don't. I don't know. I know you can do MIDI. Or you can just plug it into a Marshall amp and just turn the distortion on. You can try to do a guitar solo. But the Clara Fox has MIDI out. The other one doesn't. Either way, there. Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see MIDI with this one. But it's not bad at all. It's a fungible. Oh, there is. Out. Wait a sec. Oh, you need a Moog keyboard. Yeah, great. And you can mimic Alpha's voice. You can do all that. Why not? It's fun. Your life is so boring. You have to hang out in malls and just go in circles. Not that when we were kids, we did that. But do something. Learn something. We did that when we were kids, but not as much as some of the kids today. It's just some of these people. Just, and I do it now because someone needs to exercise, so I have to take her out. So sometimes we go to malls because it's too hot outside. That's the only reason. Otherwise, I just go get coffee and just walk around, like, never thinking, and pretend I'm in, because of all the stores, pretend I'm on Broadway, Soho, or the Greenwich Village, somewhere. Prince Street. Just walking. Pretend. Okay. Anything else with this current world thing? Oh, the Democrat thing, Tennessee. I saw the news already on NTD. Evelyn Lee and Kevin Hogan. No. Tesla cuts US vehicle price for the fifth time. Really? Ooh. It's $5,000 to 84. Still too expensive. They won't adopt electric. Better get it down to like 20s. Can't. Why? Because the battery. Why? Because it's only for one place. Because what? They're sanctioned. It costs that much. Then stop using battery. You can't. It's electric. Make it gas. Make it hydrogen. No, don't make it hydrogen. Make it something else. Make it ethanol. No? Why not? I'm looking at the politics right now. Oh, there's the song Blue Later thing. Some gang cut a hole through Apple's store wall. Steal $500,000 worth of iPhone. $500,000. That's a lot. They went to another store's bathroom and cut a wall. 436 iPhone total. Can they recover those phones? Don't Apple stores keep a record of the IMEI? So whoever activates is like, hey, you got a stolen phone. Or Apple just like, eh, let it go. There's insurance for it, but I'm just wondering if Apple will just deactivate. If you got one of those, they deactivate. And somebody will come up with a hack and will reactivate. And just, it goes on. Just going in circles. Just like these people going to shopping malls. Walk around circles like I do with my coffee. Go the same path every time. And I'll be like, do I want to buy this? Yeah, I've seen this a million times. I'm just here to walk and pretend I'm in New York again. Beep. There's a huge crackdown on CCP. It's coming. As far as I know being Asian, it might be targeted, but I don't care. Let's tell them up on Taiwan. I was born in Taiwan. I was taught CCP is the enemy. Which is true. They are. They are there. So. They're the bad guys, but they're not much different from some of the other fake houses around the world. Just, we want to control, we want the bodies, we want all this stuff, but you guys down there get nothing. You're nothing. You eat what we tell you to eat. You're slaves down there. Don't come off. No. Don't even try. That's all they are. They want to control the whole earth. And they're fighting. They're fighting each other. And we got caught in between. It's been that for thousands of years. It's like, give it up, man. No, we don't want. Okay. Where are we? 40 minutes. Let me go through. Oh, yeah, the 43i.org. Let's see if we can find that petition thing. They don't have the petition. They have the donating. They have the event thing. There's some upcoming event. Uh, No. But it's on the hoonigans, though. Let me see. Sign in or create an account. Let me judge here. You can sign in. Well, they're trying to make April 3rd Ken Block Appreciation Day. So I signed the petition. So yeah, why not? I'm okay with that. Is it a holiday? No, it's just appreciated for the people who into this. Make it official. Some people like it, some people don't. Who cares? I'm like, yeah. It's fine. There's so many holidays. Yeah. So, oh, did you know today is something cheeseburger day? I'm like, what? Where did that happen? Like, whoa, man, what's going on with these crazy? Do you guys want to work or something? Don't want to work? No. Oh, so you're making all these holidays so you don't have to work, so you get free stuff. Okay. I see the trick. Oh, fool, you guys get away with it and you're just like the elites looking down at the little guys. You fools, I fool you. Yeah. Well, anyway, I mean, you do it, you don't, whatever. I think Ken said, he said, don't be a Bacchiato. I say, don't be a jerk. Well, he didn't say Bacchiato, but he said that in that word, interpretation from in Japanese, which is a. AH. Yeah, don't. I try not to use profanity as much. So I say, don't be a jerk, really. Just don't be a jerk. Think when you, the stuff you're doing. Yeah, but then, you know what? I signed a petition for 43. So I guess I am a jerk at the same time. So here, this is the thing. It's like, you're gonna let these things stop you? Oh, dude. Like, oh, I'm hurt. I don't wanna work. Oh, it's like, why? Why? Go forward. Keep going. Keep doing. Like, just have something to move forward. Not everybody can do that, have the same aptitude, but you need to go forward. Just be like, life. I love life. I want to live. I want to live. Sort of like that, but not too intense. Like the way I said it, but go. So, and yesterday I tried the AI graphics thing. Like, got some weird results on it. Then I tried the ChatGPT, the GPT one, the OpenAI version. It's like, oh, I need to pay to get some credits. Well, like, it's not bad. $15. 10 credits for every query. One credit for every query and 10 credits per dollar. I was like, it's not bad. It's a little low money for the people who work on this stuff. Yeah. I don't mind that. You know, buy them coffee. Coffee. Buy them coffee. Buy them a cup. Buy somebody a cup. If a million people use it, yeah, then it's like, wow, working 15 million bucks today.
Like, dang.
How many people work on this? How many people on the team? Is it even split? Is it even split? Or some money goes into the back end stuff? I'm sure there's like half of it goes to the back end. And more people take it, even smart, take 30%. And put that as like report tax. If you're working for someone, you sign, you got a W-2 or something, or with a 1099. Yeah, you gotta put money inside for tax. W-2 is different. If you work for a company and the company actually automatically take it out, your salary, then it's like, okay, no big deal. But they usually ask companies, do you want to, we take out the tax for you, or do you want to do it yourself? If it's just like, you guys do it, then you'd have nothing to worry about except some nefarious person one day will be like, I'm gonna pocket this money and run. Yeah. Could it happen? I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? I've heard stories, I've witnessed things in companies and just boof. Boof, boof. Okay. I think this is it. Good to go. Win $500. No. I can't call someone, just get it. These t-shirts and stuff. So, yeah, I don't know what the petition is. I think it's on the, it's in the YouTube video. Yeah. I'm so. Oh, here we go. Here's the petition. I don't know. He did it because I'm just like, yeah, why not? Because even though I'm not sure if I ever met Ken, but I knew his friends were my friends. Well, we both had a mutual friend, so I always knew who's who. And I, you know, my best friend had all the DC shoes, so just, I have seen all the DC stuff. He gets all the DCs. Like, oh, let's go hang out at your place. Saw all the DC things. I saw the video, the first video, DC shoes, skater video. With that, I think it's Danny Way. Did that big launch thing. First, it jumped over, then to a half pipe. Then they put a rail. Then he jumped and then did a. I forgot which grind he did. It's like, what? Like all of us, like, what? Now it's nothing. They do that all the time. But this was the first time they made that ramp. Like, oh, whoa. Made it. Whoa. Right. Like all those, everybody does it. Whoa. Whoa. This car, wait a second, who do they have a car parts? What do they get? Oh, wow. Well, if I ever want to get my car, get my old Ford Escort 86, was it 84, 80, 86 hatchback that fell apart. Hey, maybe I can get some parts for it. If I ever get it back, I don't know if it's still around or it's trashed. But that body was, the engine sucked. But the body, man, I flipped that thing a few times already. It was fine. A little rust, and I like brush it off and just paint it over. I was like, hey, it's like a brand new car. Dell different. But the engine, because at the time when they put this whole thing together at Ford or whoever made the engine, it was a 1 out of 4 or 1 out of 14 engine. It was off. I think I said this in previous podcast, but I'll say it again. The engine was off. The top part of the engine and the bottom didn't fit. It did fit, but it was off enough that the gasket would leak. So the engine would just kind of like, oh, I had to bring it back. They had to reseal it. It's like, so the solution was put some more sealant in it or something else. Every time you drive it, it shakes loose. It was horrible. Every 3 months, I had to go get it tuned. There was something's off. Like, back then, that's when I should have learned how to build cars. I still don't know. I don't know how to build cars. But I think I know the basics. Probably should have figured it out myself and just tuned it. But then, like, years and years later, I'm thinking, I'd love to have that one back. Love to have that back. Or my VR131 back. And have these guys at Hooligan build it and make it a sleeper. Like, can't tell this thing's fast. So what are you talking? Well, the VR would be different. It will have to be, it's rear wheel drive, but I want the engine in the back, so it's like one of those things. Because I thought the Fiat was a little light on the back. So the old days, we put like extra tires on the back so it could stick to the ground. Or I put my BMX in it. Then that thing fell apart. Please, Hoonigan plates? No. I'm not really Hoonigan. I'm more 43 guy. So. But anyway, these are the guys who are doing the 43 thing. Okay. One day I'll meet up with them. Let's see. I'll visit Hoonigan shop. Because they also do cake cars. So I'm like, whoa, I want a cake car. And they're in Compton, California. Compton. Straight out of Compton. Oh. Where? Like to go to visit. The loyalty squad. What's that? Get. What is that? Who cares? Yeah, sorry about the Hoonigans. I'm like, who cares? Because I need to go. Have a wonderful day. Really, really have a wonderful Friday. Just think about stuff. Just don't be a jerk. And if you're Japanese, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't know how to say don't be. Wait a second. Let me see. The translate. Let's see if I can translate. Don't. Let's see, Japanese. Snide kudasai, bakiyaro. Oh, actually, they have a totally different one. Don't be an idiot. Oh, okay. So it's different. They do it like what we do with it. Bakashinaide. Don't be an idiot. Yeah, they have a, this is old, it's an old term, Bakiano. It's old term, terminology. It's basically don't be an idiot, don't be a jerk. Some older generation use it as a AH thing, but it's a sort of profanity, but it's not. But anyway, just don't do it. Just be cool. Be cool with your friends. Really, be cool with everybody. Don't if somebody starts a fight, don't take out your phone and start filming that. Like do something. Like, hey, oh, whoa. So what's wrong with you guys? And I just try to break them apart. It's like, resolve it. Like, what's wrong with you guys? What's wrong with your people? No, instead of like, just stand up. Just be more human. Think about that over the week. Gant. Today and weekend. Because we're all of us down here, not the people above. The one with the playing chess with the rest of us. The rest of us are chess pieces they're playing with. We're all the same. No difference. In the whatever the critical theory is, like, oh, American white people, like, no, shut up. American black people, oh, shut up. Shut up. Just be cool. Look at somebody, just you get the hate. Somebody taught you that somewhere to hate. Go back and look into it. Before that, did you hate everybody? Was there somebody push you there? I mean, the word now is called trigger, which I don't like. I don't like that word at all. The word trigger. It just no. It seems like a fighting word. Like you've been. You want to say influence? Yeah, maybe. Somebody change your mind. Some event change your mind. But before that, were you like that? And afterwards, you're like that. But are you happy with that? Is your soul, like, ask your soul. Like, is your soul happy with that decision? If you feel a little off, like, yeah, then something's up. Because the basic human to human, doesn't matter where you're from. If you put them together in a town or something, they will work together. They won't work against each other. They'll be like, hey, what's going on? Hey. Everybody says hi. They won't be like, you guys, get out of my country. Maybe they get one or two, but rest of them, they're cool. They're cool with you. They say hi. Hey, how's your family? Who are you? Hey, I live over there. Oh, okay. Where you originally from? And they will ask those questions. So, what can the whole rest of the world on the bottom part? Just including some of the millionaires. What can we work things out? Instead of doing the iPhone thing. Take the phone out. Take the tech out of the equation. Think about that this week. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We got 3 days, I think, before I come back on Monday. So, with that said, have a great day. And I'll be back. On Monday. Ciao.